Fortune.com.au, Australia's first choice for forklifts.
On 882, 6PM.
Throwing Sanderlands with Hale. Slapped out of there, only as far as Sanderlands. He'll look for Pavlich. Neil to Pavlich. Round his body! Oh! Now that started something! The captain seizes the moment. What a goal!
On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back. For Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882, 6PR.
I'm sure the coach would like to relive that. G'day, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad.
It's after quarter time. Well, you almost the perfect game.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Wasn't far.
Wasn't far off. Quarter time, what was going on? What was going through your mind? Midfield wasn't quite going well. I think you gave Stoney a bit of a clip, didn't you? And got him to get his boys in the gear.
Yeah, which he did, so... centre bounce is really disappointing early, but they rectified that, and obviously a couple of 50s, and then off the ball, put us under pressure. I think they kicked two goals from that, and a couple of fumbles and turnovers, but in reality, I thought we were well in the game if we had a fix, just tighten up in those areas. So as it turned out to be correct.
Coach, you were steaming though. You didn't send the boys out into their normal line coaches at quarter time. It was straight into you, wasn't it? What was the message?
Well, that's not unusual. I do that almost every week. I talk to them first before. It's more that they would come to me as a group and then go to their lines, that they would go straight to their lines. Exactly that message, just tighten up, figure out the centre bounces, fix the 50s and start winning the ball, really, and just a bit of composure under pressure with the fumbles.
Really important with your senior players. Mundy, I thought, was magnificent. He was clean out of the middle. He certainly got you going. Pav up forward has moved as freely as we've seen him. I thought Michael Johnson, without the knee strapping on, looked better. I mean, those players in particular, being your old campaigners, really showed their hand.
Well, that's their job. I mean, you're a leader... designated leader for a reason. There's an expectation that you can deliver under pressure. So they needed to do that. And I thought the three of them probably worked into the game, Mundy and Johnson. Pav probably just started a little bit better than those guys. But, that was strong performance.
Always hard to coach against Alistair Clarkson and a top Hawthorn lineup. It seemed to go your way, though. I can only see it on the box. It looked as though that they might have rolled an extra one back and you sent one forward as well. And then they sent another one back, and then you sort of got that build-up of that wall that you like to have one kick behind the play, Ross.
Oh, it fluctuated a fair bit. Sometimes there was seven forwards, and at the end of the day, we won the ball really well. That's what we did, and matched their outside run. Like Isaac Smith and Hill and Shields, they're enormous runners. So, we made sure that they've got us in the past, their outside run more than that, and their half-back rebounds. So we're able to put some pretty good pressure on, and we really rate our ability to win the ball inside when we do the basics well.
So was that an idea for Mitchell to kick more than handball, to bring Hill and Smith into the game? Did you want him to kick the ball more?
Who?
Sam Mitchell, if he got it.
No, he's a beautiful kick. He's a great decision maker. He's champion of the game. No, look, I'm not that fancy. It's just general pressure and have an awareness of what their strengths are and just try and minimise them a bit. And obviously, we've moved the ball really well also.
How did you see the level of the game, Ross? Because, from where I sat in the commentary box, mate, I thought it was an exceptional game. It was fast. It was free-flowing early. But then it really became a grind.
Yeah, I'm not sure... Look, I'm not great at that, really, to be honest. I'm not a great judge. So, but I thought it was a reasonable game. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I suppose. Yeah, I just thought we were winning the ball really well. We controlled territory really well. But they were always dangerous right to the end, I thought.
They were, but you look like, and seriously, like your performance from quarter time and into that third quarter and then early in the last, and you got that early goal to take it out to, I think it was a five-goal margin at that time. I made the comment, the game's over to Belly, and he goes, you've made the crow early. But you looked like you were going to blow them away. And to their credit, they showed what quality side they are, didn't they? Because they never threw in the towel.
No, they're a super team. You don't trip over premierships, as you well know. So, they never threw in the towel. I thought we persisted and persevered and in the end sort of got on top. So that was pleasing. But we're squarely focused on Brisbane now. A really good look at them. They're going to be a real handful. It's a big challenge coming our way.
But just last
Sunday.
just last word on the game. It was a great balance for you, though. I mean, because it was, you seem to have that great defence back, which you've tried to have all year, I know. But you also were able to find that extra couple of goals that you've been looking for since season started.
Yeah, we did score well. So, you know, scoring comes off. What's underrated with Hawthorn is their defence and their ability to pressure opposition to turn it over. So what we're able to do is cause turnovers, and off turnovers you tend to score quickly. So that's what we did really well.
Have you had a look at the Fife situation? Do you just cop it and run?
No, I'm aware of it. Certainly saw the charge. I was logging the AFL website really before. You tend to get that before a call. I think they're looking at it. They got to tomorrow to decide. So it's Chris Bond and his team. So I tend to keep my big nose out of it.
Well, a couple of weeks to freshen up if you look on the bright side, because you are going to be in finals action. And the good part is, mate, is that you must be really pleased. I mean, you've spoken about Tabiner, but I thought that he showed some really good signs. Crozier was great. Walter's first game back was exceptional. Sutcliffe to run and give you drive from half back, and Lockie Neal out of the middle had some really good hands. So young blokes are really coming to the plate, mate.
Yeah, I think it's really important we acknowledge that. You know, Lockie Neal been best on the ground of the Derby at 27 yesterday. Kavanagh, I think that's rough. Our third year players, you know, we're quite a young group really. So yeah, it's everyone, you know, we're squarely focused on this year, but we know going forward the future's bright. So
Ballantyne good to go this week against the Lions?
Yeah, he certainly is. Yeah, no problem.
Any other likely candidates or prospects of coming in?
Oh, look, I didn't go into work today, really. Obviously, you've got your usual suspects down there, Subin, De Boer, Ibbotson, Morabito obviously played very well again. That's just, you know, Aptus was down there. I think you got the Rocks. But to be square with you, I haven't had a good look at it, a good think about it, really. Roll into work tomorrow and connect with everybody, and because we are human, we like to have some downtime, although not much, you know. So
you still just plot it 1 week at a time, Ross? I mean, Port Adelaide are up your ginger, but you'd like to think you could lock away the top four spot this weekend.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but if you don't take care of your training and your meeting, you tend to play some pretty poor footy. So look, we're getting an enormous challenge this week. So put that squarely on the table. You know, the way Fife's looking is going to be unlikely, isn't it? You know, so from there, who knows what else can happen? You know, look at Collingwood. So they're Stephen Martin, Zorko, Hanley, Rockliffe, they're small forwards, strong backs. It's a frightening prospect down to Brisbane. We're on red alert here. So we worked really hard. We can control our own destiny. That's what we need to do. And, you know, we're capable, as all teams are, of a performance that's substandard and you kick yourself. So, yeah, it'll be a fierce week like it was last week in regards to preparation and getting ready for Brisbane.
At least you played in 26 degrees. We won't be hearing the Brenton Sanderson out of you, will we?
No, I don't comment on other clubs and other countries.
Just on a general note, though, I hope you can comment on this. There's noises around that they're going to do away with the sub next year and go back to the four interchange. Do you think that's a good move?
I haven't heard that.
Say
awful,
yes, Ross. Just
honest.
Say yes. Good idea.
Yes.
That's all we needed, Brad.
That's all we needed. So you're in favour of four interchange?
Question without notice. I can't have views that represent the views of the football club without us coming together and having a policy, really. So that would be remiss of me. I wouldn't expect any of our executives or myself to do that. So, look, question without notice, we'll get back to you next Monday night. Let's put it on the agenda.
Thanks very much for that, Jerry G.
Thanks. Cheers. Good night, Brad.
All the best, Ross.
See you, mate.